He wants to know who you would recommend for open heart surgery.
Who?
Yeah.
What? I don't know. I'll talk to him later.
Okay.
Next patient is Frank Silva. This is a consultation request by doctors. Michael Kruger, data consultation. 5/25/22, reason for consultation. Atrial fibrillation, evaluation for electrophysiological studies and the radio frequency ablation. Patient is a 62-year-old with hypertension, hyperlipidemia, and atrial fibrillation period. Patient also has a history of aortic valve repair and paroxysmal atrial fibrillation period. Now patient has persistent atrial fibrillation, completing a shortness of breath dizziness. Period, the patient is referred to me for electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation period. Current medication, atorvastatin 80 mg daily, buspirone Coric 3.1 to 5 mg daily, 2 times daily, Eliquis 5 mg 2 times daily, lisinopril 10 mg daily, period. Allergies, no endocrine allergies, social history, no history of smoking, alcohol or drug use, family history, no history of premature coronary and disease of cardiac dysrhythmia. Review system in general, denudation, weight gain, weight loss, navigation, hearing impairment, cardiovascular, aspirin history, permanent history, pneumonia, COPD, abdominal history, nausea, vomiting, and diarrhea, estimated history, arthritis, neurological history, associated with TIA. An examination, blood pressure, 100 over 72, pulse 70 to 80, and irregular respiration, 16. Weight is 252 pound. HEND, no JVD, lungs, clear, bilaterally, heart is Regular, 1 hour, 6 systolic murmur, out of the left turn about, there is no gallop or up, abdomen soft, normal active, pulse sound extremity, no edema. Clinical impression number 1, atrial fibrillation. Number 2, valvular heart disease. Recommendation, patient's atrial fibrillation and is quite symptomatic period. Discuss with the patient regarding electrophysiological studies and radio frequency ablation for atrial fibrillation. Procedures can be benefit. Discuss with the patient, possible risk include but not limited to bleeding, hematoma, infection, perforation of the heart, period. Patient is also aware that success of the procedure is 70 to 80%, and sometimes need more than one procedure, period. Please indicate with Dr. Michael Kruger.